You guys are here in class number 3, how to have more than enough money. So, we're on our way to financial prosperity. Class 1, we learned that God truly does want us to be wealthy, and why. Class 2, we learned by applying Philippians 4, 6 through 7, and Philippians 4, 19, that we will never, ever have to worry about money again. And today, class number 3, I'm going to teach you guys how to have more than enough money. So, I've had conversations with several Christians over the years and found that when you talk about wealth and prosperity, some of them get really weird. They have this attitude of, oh, don't give me money. I pray for what I need. That's it. You know what? Well, I need more money for. One guy even had the nerve to tell me, sometimes the worst thing you can do is give someone extra money because you never know what they're going to do with it. It'll probably just cause them to sin. I was about to sin by punching this guy for saying what he just said. He had this all high and mighty attitude, thinking he was spiritual. He's so humble and so holy. God, give me just enough. When the truth is, that's the opposite of spiritual. Because as we have learned, God wants us wealthy so we can bless others and take care of the orphans and the widows, be a blessing to all the families on the earth. And he promised us that in the very first book of the Bible. And we can't do that when we have just enough, just what we need to get by. So, let's go to one of my favorite scriptures, 2 Corinthians 9:8. In fact, when you get a chance, read 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 12 in the Amplified Bible. Check it out. Study it out. It's going to change the way you look at money. All right. But we're going to focus on 2 Corinthians 9, 8 right now. Now, I pray this out loud every single morning to stir up my faith, and it sets my expectations to receive this promise. God is able to make all grace, every favor, and earthly blessing come to you in abundance, so that you may always, under all circumstances, no matter the issue, have all you need and more, so that you can give to every good work in charitable donation. That's the Amplified version. So we're going to break that down real quick. And I want you guys to get this. Okay. 2 Corinthians 9:8. God said, now, and I hold him to his promises, God said that he will make all grace, which is his power and ability. He'll make every favor, and he'll make every earthly blessing. Now, what's an earthly blessing? Money, clothes, cars, homes, jobs, promotions, raises. He said he will make every earthly blessing flow towards me in abundance, which means more than I need, so that no matter what is going on around me, no matter the circumstance, no matter how many crazy bills or issues pop up, I will have all I need and more so that I can pay my bills and still give to every opportunity that comes my way. Because God loves when we give. He wants us to be givers. He wants his blessing distributed throughout the earth, and he wants to use you to do it. And he will generously reward those who do. So let me show you how this works. Last week, several financial things hit my wife and I all at once. We had some big business expenses. God had instructed us to give a large amount of money to the church, in fact, bigger than we've ever given before. And we had to buy groceries. On top of that, we had all of our personal bills to pay all at the exact same time. Things were fine, but needless to say, money was a little tight for us that week. Which is okay, but the issue was, there was a wedding and 3 wedding showers for some of our close friends all in the exact same week. Now, my wife and I, we love to give. In fact, we live for it. So when there's opportunities to bless people, we get real excited. So my wife went shopping with her friend for the first wedding gift, and she texted me. She said, hey, the gift they registered for is $60. Is it okay if I get it? So before replying, I thought to myself, well, okay, we got the 60 bucks, not that big of a deal. It's a great gift. You know, I want them to have it. I want to bless this couple. But I was also thinking that there are still three more gifts on top of that that we need to buy this week. So if the other three are $60 or more, this is going to start adding up. But then I thought about the scripture. So I took a minute alone and I said, God, your word promises me in 2 Corinthians 9:8 that you will make every earthly blessing flow to me in abundance so that no matter the circumstance, no matter how many bills, no matter how many wedding gifts we need to buy, I have all the finances I need and more to give to every good opportunity. These weddings are good opportunities. These are good works. So in faith, I texted back to her, sure, go for it. Knowing that God would make a way for us to be able to give. Well, the very next day, I got a check in the mail for $1,190 from a business deal I had done a while back that I'd forgotten about. As soon as I had it in my hand, I knew it was so that I could continue to give to every good work. God caused that earthly blessing to flow towards me at just the right time. That check more than covered my expenses and gave us plenty left over to buy great gifts for everybody that week. You see, God does exactly what He promises He will do. He will do it every time. We just have to know how to receive and how to walk in those promises. God loves you so much that He doesn't want you to just scrape by or to just barely make it by the skin of your teeth. No, He wants you abundantly blessed. He wants you to be the one who lends and helps people, not the one who does the borrowing and the begging. He wants you to be the one who buys the dinner for other people, not the one who always has to have others pay for them. You see, we're going to get there. We just got to use our money wisely, obey Him, and use money the way He instructs us to. See, when we learn how to walk in the promise of abundance that God has for us, we create miracles for others. God doesn't use His power and make money supernaturally appear in people's hands or wallets. He doesn't make money fall out of the sky on people. No, He uses people to get His blessing to others. And He wants to use you. There have been several times in my life when God used me to bring a miracle to someone else. And there's been several times when God used other people to bring miracles to me. Here's an example. Not too long ago, there was a young married couple in our church who, due to unforeseen circumstances, had to move out of their current home and into an apartment by the end of the week. They had both started jobs, but their first paychecks wouldn't come for another 2 weeks. They had to pay deposits, moving expenses, bills, and all kinds of things just hit them all at once, and they needed $1,000. But they know the word. They didn't freak out. They stood on the scriptures, and God put it on me and my wife's heart to give them $500. God put it on the heart of someone else to give them another $500 just a few days later. I mean, you should have seen their eyes light up when they got the miracle they were believing God for. They told everybody the story. They told testimonies and offering messages, and they just basically proclaimed how good God is and how He's always going to take care of them. It made God famous. It blessed us to be able to do it. We were just as excited as they were. We love giving. In fact, God had hooked us up so much, we gave them $500 without even blinking. It didn't even put a dent in our bank account. We didn't even notice it was gone, and God brought more financial increase to us because we obeyed Him. And that's how this works. God said, hey, I want to use you. I'm going to flow money to you because I need you to direct it to the right people and places. I'm going to make sure you're hooked up abundantly so that you have all you need and more to live the great abundant life I sent Jesus for. And then I'm going to turn and I'm going to use you to bless all the families on the earth. So let me sum this up here for you. How do we make sure we always have more money than we need? I'm going to drill these points into you every single week. One, Of course, we have to tithe. Give God permission to work in your finances and bring increase to you. Number two, we got to be cheerful givers. Excited, looking for opportunities to give, to bless, and to help other people. Three, stand on and confess 2 Corinthians 9:8 over your life. See, it doesn't matter how old you are. God's word works. You don't have to have a job. You don't have to own a business. You don't have to have an allowance if you're a kid. God will bring abundance into your life if you follow these steps, trust Him, and take steps of action. Remember the story I told earlier about my wife texting me? I took a step of faith by saying, yeah, go ahead and get it, because I know God will bring the rest of the money needed to buy the other gifts so that we can continually be a blessing to other people. And look what He did. Got me that check for $1,190, and it happened quick. It happened the next day. So take these steps of faith, knowing that God wants you to bless other people, and He will make sure you live the greatest life imaginable. So thanks for listening to class number three. Make sure you head back over to www.faithlifemoney.org, faithlifemoney.org. Great lessons on life, great lessons on business, just teaching you what God has shown me about faith and finances. Check us out, leave me a comment, shoot me an email, and we'll see you guys soon. Thanks.